972-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
It's never really comfortable or convenient for the true servant. And see, that's what God wants in his house. He wants servants, soldiers, and sons. Amen? But Israel, when God wanted to place the anointing upon them, that first generation, they whined for the familiar. You know, it's like somebody just getting married. You know, they may be coming from a wealthy family and, you know, marrying into someone that you know, a little above minimum wage. And they may be used to diamonds and, you know, and now they got artificial gold. You know, the neck is green. finger done turn green, you know. And they go to wine. And, you know, when I was at home, I used to have the best. But see, that's their test. Y'all got to understand this, see, because folk that don't understand studying for tests, it's not very likely you're going to pass it. But God will use those things to get at what's already in you and to prepare you for what he has for you. They whined for the familiar. In Philippians 2, verse 13, here's what we must understand. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Verse 14 says, do all things. Somebody say all things.
All things.
Come on, say it loud like you mean it. All things.
All things.
So do all things without murmurings and disputings. He goes on to say that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Now, Canaan, when we get into expounding on Canaan, you're going to love it as to what God has prepared for you. Because that land is not like Egypt. There's going to be a lot that God brings into your life and that he provides for you that you didn't work for. You worked at seeking first the kingdom. God had other folk working for you. Hello, God had other folk working their fingers to the nub. Amen. Forsaking a bunch of stuff and giving their whole life to it, waiting for the time when you come out. Are you hearing? To bless you, to provide for you. Amen. Stuff you didn't work for, but you spent your time serving him, seeking him. So the way to wealth, had Israel only understood this, the first generation, the way to wealth is to stand through your weaning process. The way to wealth. You know, there are going to be times where things get tight, where you're receiving manna or just to wealth. You know, there are going to be times where things get diamonds. Now you got the fake gold. You're receiving manna or just. But it's because God is trying to wean you. I say he's trying to wean you or just. Dependence is on the wrong thing. Amen. I say he's trying to wean you him. Amen. So God's going to take you from just surviving to thriving. Okay, let's set that in place right now. That's our destiny. Tell somebody, that's where I'm going. That is where I will end up. In a place of thriving. A place of more than enough. But right now, I got to let God deal with me where I'm at. And he's still weaning you from some things. And one of the indications that you've not been weaned is that you murmur. That you complain. That you whine for the familiar. But in the process, you must develop an appetite for manna. All of us, perhaps not all, but many, know what it's like to have more than enough. And you ought to know how it is to not have enough. And you ought to, in the process, have experienced at some time or another, or even currently, what it is to have just enough. Amen? Amen? I like more than enough. But I learned more not having enough. And even more, it got more tight when it was just enough. Okay, so you tell somebody, develop your appetite for me. It was just enough. Okay, so, you know, in Africa, certain parts of Africa, East Africa, you know, the food is different, is cooked different. Some of it's better. You know, they have indigenous chickens, and the chicken is like chewing bubble gum. It's real strong chickens. Ain't no steroids in them. It's like, you know, and some stuff, you wonder, what is this? But you have to develop. And you know, at certain places, in certain places, you know, you have to learn the customs, and people endear you when you eat with them, and they want you to eat more and more, and that endears them to you, and so you have to develop an appetite for manna. See, when God puts you in positions like that, you start coming outside yourself. Some of us don't know what it is to come outside ourselves. You ain't need nothing but your greens. and your cornbread. I mean, come outside yourself without complaining. I'm talking about coming outside yourself, eating it and enjoying it. See, you're developing an appetite. There are many things I've learned to really like that were foreign, that, you know, I didn't like at first. But, you know, that is just in the way of food. But God wants that while you are in the wilderness, where you develop an appetite for what he's provided for you right now. And not always whining for what you think you need or what you want or how it used to be. No, where are you right now in time? Can you give God thanks for all things? You got to understand, when you really know him, you know that this too shall pass. If you're going through something, it's going to pass. But how will you come out of that wilderness? Will you come out better? Will you come out where God can look on you and say, yeah, you are ready for your Canaan? Or will he have to send you around the mountain again? Will he have to keep you minimally blessed? See, our destiny is filled with abundance. That's what Canaan, the land that flows with milk and honey, that is your destiny. But my question is, will you reach there? Will you get there? Will you honestly get there to where God can really open those windows so that you can be a blessing to nations? Everywhere you go, you'll never be the borrower, but the lender. Amen. You'll never, people will look on you because of the stature that God gave you in this life. I'm not talking about pride and all of that, but stature, because you are a person of means. But see, God has to make that person in their wilderness. Stature, because you are a person of means. But see, stature, because you are Paul, just enough for one day. So they got creative. They had banana manna, manna cakes, you know, fried manna, you know, baked manna, barbecue manna. But it was manna every day, and they got sick and tired of the manna. Only so many ways you could cook this here manna. But they didn't understand. The manna was angel food. See, God will give you stuff that come from heaven that's just common. But see, it was the manna that kept their feet from swelling. It was the manna that had them not get sick. It was the manna that kept their shoes from not getting old and their clothes. That manna, that heavenly food God was giving them, was keeping them strong, keeping them young, preserving them in the midst of the desert, where wasn't nothing else. If you can perceive or look at it from that angle, from that perspective, you realize that what God has given you is strength that is sufficient for the day. Stop worrying about tomorrow. Tell somebody, get your mind off tomorrow. Where your provision going to come from? It's going to come from God. I said, it's going to come from God. That's why we pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Our daily bread. This is the mindset. This is the person God must develop. A person that can think like that. Not that we don't have long-term goals. We do. But before you get into that land that flows, God has to teach you the lesson of your wilderness. And you must develop. See, the Israelites didn't develop that appetite for manna. They lusted for flesh. God sent them quail. They were snatching quail. The quail were only flying 3 feet off the ground. And they flew into their camp. And they were snatching quail and breaking them open and eating them with the blood and all. And God sent a plague among them. Now, here's the thing. If you do not choose, and it's your choice, to allow God to work with you in your wilderness, he will give you in your wilderness what you are whining for. But, somebody say, but. Along with him giving you that desire, he will also send with it leanness. Amen. In other words, he'll give you what you want, but your capacity for God will not grow. Amen. Your soul will become lean. See, that generation, their soul became lean and they never entered Canaan. So, you know, you can get immediate gratification if you want and abort the process, but at the end it's detrimental. Say this with me, prosperity begins with strength for the journey. Prosperity doesn't begin when you get the letter in the mail, or you get the phone call, or people put the money in your account. That's not when prosperity begins. Prosperity begins with strength for your journey. When you can maintain a focused, positive attitude, even in the midst of storm. When you can keep your reliance upon God and not your dependence upon a system. Hello. When you're not just, you know, dependent upon that, dependent upon the pills, dependent upon, you know, whatever, but your reliance and your dependence is upon God. First and foremost. Amen. How many know he wants to prove himself to his church again? It's time for the church to arise and awaken again. God, he's the same God. There are three stages. You've heard me say this before, but there are three stages that you must pass through in process of coming into Canaan. The phase or the stage of not enough. The second stage, of course, is just enough. And of course, the third stage is more than enough. Now, I'm gonna tell you about something about just enough. That stage develops and determines if you have the will and capacity and the tenacity to go on to the final stage.
Thank you for joining us as we begin a new series, Mega Grace, Possessing Your Canaan. If you do not choose to allow God to work with you in your wilderness, he will get you what you want, but your capacity for him will not grow. It is the process which determines if you have the will and capacity to go on to the final stage. Can the Lord trust you with success? The way to wealth is to stand through your weaning process. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.